Ezekiel, chapter 48. The portions of the 12 tribes, of the sanctuary of the city and of the prince, the dimensions and gates of the city. And these are the names of the tribes from the borders of the north, by the way of Hethlon, as they go to Emath, the court of Enon, the border of Damascus northward by the way of Emath, and from the east side thereof to the sea shall be one portion for Dan. And by the border of Dan, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Aser. And by the border of Aser, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one border for Naphtali. And by the border of Naphtali, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Manasses. And by the border of Manasses, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Ephraim. And by the border of Ephraim, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Reuben. By the border of Reuben, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Judah. And by the border of Judah, from the east side even to the side of the sea, shall be the first fruits, which you shall set apart, 25,000 in breadth, and in length, as every one of the portions from the east side to the side of the sea, and the sanctuary shall be in the midst thereof. The first fruits which you shall set apart for the Lord shall be the length of 25,000, and the breadth of 10,000, and these shall be the first fruits of the sanctuary for the priests. Toward the north, 25,000 in length, and toward the sea, 10,000 in breadth, and toward the east also, 10,000 in breadth, and toward the south, 25,000 in length, and the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the midst thereof. The sanctuary shall be for the priests of the sons of Zadok, who kept my ceremonies, and went not astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites also went astray. And for them shall be the first fruits of the land, holy of holies, by the border of the Levites. And the Levites in like manner shall have by the borders of the priests 25,000 in length, and 10,000 in breadth. All the length shall be 25,000, and the breadth 10,000. And they shall not sell thereof, nor exchange, neither shall the first fruits of the land be alienated, because they are sanctified to the Lord. But the 5,000 that remain in the breadth over against the 25,000 shall be a profane place for the city, for dwelling, and for suburbs, and the city shall be in the midst thereof. And these are the measures thereof. On the north side, 4,500. On the south side, 4,500. On the east side, 4,500, and on the west side, 4,500. And the suburbs of the city shall be to the north, 250, and to the south, 250, and to the east, 250, and to the sea, 250. And the residue in length by the first fruits of the sanctuary, 10,000 toward the east, and 10,000 toward the west, shall be as the first fruits of the sanctuary. And the fruits thereof shall be for bread to them that serve the city. And they that serve the city shall serve it out of all the tribes of Israel. All the first fruits of 25,000 by 25,000 foursquare shall be set apart for the first fruits of the sanctuary and for the possession of the city. And the residue shall be for the prince on every side of the first fruits of the sanctuary, and of the possession of the city over against the 25,000 of the first fruits unto the east border, toward the sea also over against the 25,000, unto the border of the sea shall likewise be the portion of the prince, and the first fruits of the sanctuary, and the sanctuary of the temple shall be in the midst thereof. And from the possession of the Levites, and from the possession of the city which are in the midst of the prince's portions, what shall be to the border of Judah, and to the border of Benjamin shall also belong to the prince, and for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west side, one portion for Benjamin, and over against the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west side, one portion for Simeon, and by the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west side, one portion for Issachar, and by the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west side, one portion for Zebulun, and by the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the side of the sea, one portion for Gad. And by the border of Gad, the south side southward, and the border shall be from Themar, even to the waters of contradiction of Kedes, the inheritance over against the great sea. This is the land which you shall divide by lot to the tribes of Israel. These are the portions of them, saith the Lord God. These are the goings out of the city. On the north side thou shalt measure 4,500. And the gates of the city, according to the names of the tribes of Israel, 3 gates on the north side, the gate of Reuben, 1, the gate of Judah, 1, the gate of Levi, 1, and at the east side, 4,500, and 3 gates, the gate of Joseph, 1, the gate of Benjamin, 1, the gate of Dan, 1, and at the south side thou shalt measure 4,500, and 3 gates, the gate of Simeon, 1, the gate of Issachar, 1, the gate of Zabulon, 1, and at the west side, 4,500, and there 3 gates, the gate of Gad, 1, the gate of Aser, 1, the gate of Naphtali, 1. Its circumference was 18,000, and the name of the city from that day, the Lord is there. Thus concludes the prophecy of Ezekiel. The prophecy of Daniel, chapter 1. Daniel and his companions are taken into the palace of the king of Babylon. They abstain from his meat and wine and succeed better with pulse and water, their excellence and wisdom. In the third year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, Nabuchodonosor, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered into his hands Joachim, the king of Judah, and part of the vessels of the house of God. And he carried them away into the land of Sinar, to the house of his God, and the vessels he brought into the treasure house of his God. And the king spoke to Aspenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring in some of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom there was no blemish, well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, acute in knowledge, and instructed in science, and such as might stand in the king's palace, that he might teach them the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of his own meat and of the wine of which he drank himself, that being nourished 3 years afterwards they might stand before the king. Now there were among them of the children of Judah Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azarias. And the master of the eunuchs gave them names: to Daniel, Balthazar; to Ananias, Sidrach; to Mishael, Meshach; and to Azarias, Abednego. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not be defiled with the king's table, nor with the wine which he drank, and he requested the master of the eunuchs that he might not be defiled. And God gave to Daniel grace and mercy in the sight of the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed you meat and drink, who, if he should see your faces leaner than those of the other youths, your equals, you shall endanger my head to the king. And Daniel said to Malasar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azarias, Try, I beseech thee, thy servants for 10 days, and let pulse be given us to eat, and water to drink, and look upon our faces, and the faces of the children that eat of the king's meat, and as thou shalt see, deal with thy servants. And when he had heard these words, he tried them for 10 days. And after 10 days their faces appeared fairer and fatter than all the children that ate of the king's meat. So Malasar took their portions and the wine that they should drink, and he gave them pulse. And to these children God gave knowledge and understanding in every book and wisdom, but to Daniel the understanding also of all visions and dreams. And when the days were ended, after which the king had ordered they should be brought in, the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nabuchodonosor. And when the king had spoken to them, there were not found among them all such as Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azarias, and they stood in the king's presence. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the diviners and wise men that were in all his kingdom. And Daniel continued even to the first year of King Cyrus. Chapter 2. Daniel, by divine revelation, declares the dream of Nabuchodonosor and the interpretation of it. He is highly honored by the king. In the second year of the reign of Nabuchodonosor, Nabuchodonosor had a dream, and his spirit was terrified, and his dream went out of his mind. Then the king commanded to call together the diviners and the wise men and the magicians and the Chaldeans to declare to the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them, I saw a dream, and being troubled in mind, I know not what I saw. And the Chaldeans answered the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell to thy servants thy dream, and we will declare the interpretation thereof. And the king answering said to the Chaldeans, The thing has gone out of my mind, unless you tell me the dream, and the meaning thereof you shall be put to death, and your houses shall be confiscated. But if you tell the dream and the meaning of it, you shall receive of me rewards and gifts and great honor. Therefore tell me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will declare the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know for certain that you seek to gain time, since you know that the thing is gone from me. If therefore you tell me not the dream, there is one sentence concerning you, that you have also framed a lying interpretation, and full of deceit, to speak before me till the time pass away. Tell me therefore the dream, that I may know that you also give a true interpretation thereof. Then the Chaldeans answered before the king and said, There is no man upon earth that can accomplish thy word, O king, neither doth any king, though great and mighty, ask such a thing of any diviner or wise man or Chaldean. For the thing that thou askest, O king, is difficult, nor can any one be found that can show it before the king, except the gods whose conversation is not with men. Upon hearing this, the king in fury and in great wrath commanded that all the wise men of Babylon should be put to death. And the decree being gone forth, the wise men were slain, and Daniel and his companions were sought for to be put to death. Then Daniel inquired concerning the law and the sentence of Arioch, the general of the king's army, who was gone forth to kill the wise men of Babylon. And he asked him that had received the orders of the king why so cruel a sentence was gone forth from the face of the king. And when Arioch had told the matter to Daniel, Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time to resolve the question and declare it to the king. And he went into his house and told the matter to Ananias and Mishael and Azarias his companions, to the end that they should ask mercy at the face of the God of heaven concerning this secret, and that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the mystery revealed to Daniel by a vision in the night, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And speaking, he said, Blessed be the name of the Lord from eternity and forevermore, for wisdom and fortitude are his. And he changeth times and ages, taketh away kingdoms and establisheth them, giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that have understanding. He revealeth deep and hidden things, and knoweth what is in darkness, and light is with him. To thee, O God of our fathers, I give thanks, and I praise thee because thou hast given me wisdom and strength, and now thou hast shown me what we desired of thee, for thou hast made known to us the king's discourse. After this Daniel went in to Arioch, to whom the king had given orders to destroy the wise men of Babylon. And he spoke thus to him, Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will tell the solution to the king. Then Arioch in haste brought in Daniel to the king, and said to him, I have found a man of the children of the captivity of Judah that will resolve the question to the king. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, Thinkest thou indeed that thou canst tell me the dream that I saw and the interpretation thereof? Daniel made answer before the king and said, The secret that the king desireth to know, none of the wise men or the philosophers or the diviners or the soothsayers can declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth mysteries, who hath shown to thee, O King Nebuchadnezzar, what is to come to pass in the latter times. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. Thou, O king, didst begin to think in thy bed what should come to pass hereafter, and he that revealeth mysteries show thee what shall come to pass. To me also this secret is revealed, not by any wisdom that I have more than all men alive, but that the interpretation might be made manifest to the king, and thou mightest know the thoughts of thy mind. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, there was, as it were, a great statue. This statue, which was great and high, tall of stature, stood before thee, and the look thereof was terrible. The head of this statue was of fine gold, but the beast and the arms of silver, and the belly and the thighs of brass, and the legs of iron, the feet part of iron and part of clay. Thus thou sawest till a stone was cut out of a mountain without hands, and it struck the statue upon the feet thereof that were of iron and of clay, and broke them in pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of a summer's thrashing floor, and they were carried away by the wind, and there was no place found for them, but the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the dream. We will also tell the interpretation thereof before thee, O king. Thou art a king of kings, and the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, and strength, and power, and glory. In all places wherein the children of men and the beasts of the field do dwell, he hath also given the birds of the air into thy hand, and hath put all things under thy power. Thou therefore art the head of gold. And after thee shall rise up another kingdom, inferior to thee, of silver, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall rule over all the world. And the fourth kingdom shall be as iron breaketh into pieces, and subdueth all things, so shall that break, and destroy all these. And whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, part of potter's clay, and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but yet it shall take its origin from the iron, according as thou sawest the iron mixed with the miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, they shall be mingled indeed together with the seed of man, but they shall not stick fast one to another, as iron cannot be mixed with clay. But in the days of those kingdoms, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed, and his kingdom shall not be delivered up to another people, and it shall break in pieces, and shall consume all these kingdoms, and itself shall stand forever. According as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain, without hands, and broken pieces, the clay, and the iron, and the brass, and the silver, and the gold, the great God hath shown the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is true, and the interpretation thereof is faithful. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer in sacrifice to him victims and incense. And the king spoke to Daniel and said, Verily, your God is the God of gods, and Lord of kings, and a revealer of hidden things, seeing thou couldst discover this secret. Then the king advanced Daniel to a high station, and gave him many and great gifts, and he made him governor over all the provinces of Babylon, and chief of the magistrates over all the wise men of Babylon. And Daniel requested of the king, and he appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the works of the provinces of Babylon. But Daniel himself was in the king's palace. Chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar sets up a golden statue, which he commands all to adore. The three children, for refusing to do it, are cast into the fiery furnace, but are not hurt by the flames. Their prayer and canticle of praise. King Nebuchadnezzar made a statue of gold of 60 cubits high and 6 cubits broad, and he set it up in the plain of Dura of the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to call together the nobles, the magistrates, and the judges, the captains, the rulers, and governors, and all the chief men of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the nobles, the magistrates, and the judges, the captains, and rulers, and the great men that were placed in authority, and all the princes of the provinces, were gathered together to come to the dedication of the statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried with a strong voice, To you it is commanded, O nations, tribes, and languages, that in the hour that you shall hear the sound of the trumpet, and of the flute, and of the harp, of the sackbut, and of the psaltery, and of the symphony, and of all kind of music, ye fall down and adore the golden statue which King Nabuchodonosor hath set up. But if any man shall not fall down and adore, he shall the same hour be cast into a furnace of burning fire. Upon this, therefore, at the time when all the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the flute, and the harp, of the sackbut, and the psaltery, and the symphony, and of all kind of music, all the nations, tribes, and languages fell down and adored the golden statue which King Nabuchodonosor had set up. And presently at that very time some Chaldeans came and accused the Jews, and said to King Nabuchodonosor, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the trumpet, the flute, and the harp, of the sackbut and the psaltery, of the symphony, and of all kind of music, shall prostrate himself and adore the golden statue, and that if any man shall not fall down and adore, he should be cast into a furnace of burning fire. Now there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the works of the province of Babylon, Sidrach, Misach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have slighted thy decree. They worship not thy gods, nor do they adore the golden statue which thou hast set up. Then Nabuchodonosor, in fury and in wrath, commanded that Sidrach, Misach, and Abednego should be brought, who immediately were brought before the king. And Nabuchodonosor, the king, spoke to them and said, Is it true, O Sidrach, Misach, and Abednego, that you do not worship my gods, nor adore the golden statue that I have set up? Now therefore, if you be ready at what hour soever, you shall hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, harp, sackbut, and psaltery, and symphony, and of all kind of music, prostrate yourselves, and adore the statue which I have made. But if you do not adore, you shall be cast the same hour into the furnace of burning fire. And who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Sidrach, Misach, and Abednego answered and said to King Nabuchodonosor, We have no occasion to answer thee concerning this matter. For behold, our God, whom we worship, is able to save us from the furnace of burning fire, and to deliver us out of thy hands, O king. But if he will not, be it known to thee, O king, that we will not worship thy gods, nor adore the golden statue which thou hast set up. Then was Nabuchodonosor filled with fury, and the countenance of his face was changed against Sidrach, Misach, and Abednego. And he commanded that the furnace should be heated 7 times more than it had been accustomed to be heated. And he commanded the strongest men that were in his army to bind the feet of Sidrach, Misach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the furnace of burning fire. And immediately these men were bound and were cast into the furnace of burning fire with their coats and their caps and their shoes and their garments, for the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace was heated exceedingly, and the flame of the fire slew those men that had cast in Sidrach, Misach, and Abednego. But these 3 men, that is, Sidrach, Misach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the furnace of burning fire. And they walked in the midst of the flame, praising God and blessing the Lord. Then Azarias, standing up, prayed in this manner, and opening his mouth in the midst of the fire, he said, Blessed art thou, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and thy name is worthy of praise and glorious forever. For thou art just in all that thou hast done to us, and all thy works are true, and thy ways right, and all thy judgments true. For thou hast executed true judgment in all the things that thou hast brought upon us, and upon Jerusalem, the holy city of our fathers. For according to truth and judgment, thou hast brought all these things upon us for our sins. For we have sinned and committed iniquity, departing from thee, and we have trespassed in all things, and we have not hearkened to thy commandments, nor have we observed, nor done as thou hadst commanded us, that it might go well with us. Wherefore all that thou hast brought upon us, and everything that thou hast done to us, thou hast done in true judgment. And thou hast delivered us into the hands of our enemies that are unjust, and most wicked, and prevaricators, and of a king unjust, and most wicked beyond all that are upon the earth. And now we cannot open our mouths, we are become a shame and reproach to thy servants, and to them that worship thee, Deliver us not up forever, we beseech thee, for thy name's sake, and abolish not thy covenant. And take not away thy mercy from us for the sake of Abraham, thy beloved, and Isaac thy servant, and Israel thy holy one, to whom thou hast spoken, promising that thou wouldst multiply their seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand that is on the seashore. For we, O Lord, are diminished more than any nation, and are brought low in all the earth this day for our sins. Neither is there at this time prince or leader, or prophet, or holocaust, or sacrifice, or oblation, or incense, or place of first fruits before thee, that we may find thy mercy. Nevertheless, in a contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be accepted. As in holocausts of rams and bullocks, and as in thousands of fat lambs, so let our sacrifice be made in thy sight this day, that it may please thee, for there is no confusion to them that trust in thee. And now we follow thee with all our heart, and we fear thee and seek thy face. Put us not to confusion, but deal with us according to thy meekness, and according to the multitude of thy mercies, and deliver us according to thy wonderful works, and give glory to thy name, O Lord. And let all them be confounded that show evils to thy servants. Let them be confounded in all thy might, and let their strength be broken. And let them know that thou art the Lord, the only God, and glorious over all the world. Now the king's servants that had cast them in ceased not to heat the furnace with brimstone, and tow, and pitch, and dry sticks. And the flame mounted up above the furnace 49 cubits. And it broke forth and burnt such of the Chaldeans as it found near the furnace. But the angel of the Lord went down with Azarias and his companions into the furnace, and he drove the flame of the fire out of the furnace, and made the midst of the furnace like the blowing of a wind bringing dew. And the fire touched them not at all, nor troubled them, nor did them any harm. Then these three, as with one mouth, praised and glorified and blessed God in the furnace, saying, Blessed art thou, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and worthy to be praised and glorified, and exalted above all forever. And blessed is the holy name of thy glory, and worthy to be praised and exalted above all in all ages. Blessed art thou in the holy temple of thy glory, and exceedingly to be praised and exceeding glorious forever. Blessed art thou in the throne of thy kingdom, and exceedingly to be praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed art thou that beholdeth the depths, and sittest upon the cherubims, worthy to be praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed art thou in the firmament of heaven, and worthy of praise and glorious forever. All ye works of the Lord, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye angels of the Lord, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye heavens, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O all ye waters that are above the heavens, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O all ye powers of the Lord, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye sun and moon, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye stars of heaven, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O every shower and dew, bless ye the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O all ye spirits of God, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye fire and heat, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye cold and heat, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye dews and hoar frosts, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye frost and cold, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye ice and snow, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye nights and days, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye light and darkness, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O let the earth bless the Lord, let it praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye mountains and hills, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O all ye things that spring up in the earth, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye fountains, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye seas and rivers, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye whales and all that move in the waters, Bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O all ye fowls of the air, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O all ye beasts and cattle, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye sons of men, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O let Israel bless the Lord. Let them praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O ye holy and humble of heart, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael, bless ye the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. For he hath delivered us from hell, and saved us out of the hand of death, and delivered us out of the midst of the burning flame, and saved us out of the midst of the fire. O give thanks to the Lord, because he is good, because his mercy endureth for ever and ever. O all ye religious, bless the Lord, the God of gods. Praise him and give him thanks, because his mercy endureth for ever and ever. Then Nabuchodonosor, the king, was astonished, and rose up in haste and said to his nobles, Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered the king and said, True, O king. He answered and said, Behold, I see 4 men loose, and walking in the midst of the fire, and there is no hurt in them, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nabuchodonosor came to the door of the burning fiery furnace and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, go ye forth and come. And immediately Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went out from the midst of the fire. And the nobles, and the magistrates, and the judges, and the great men of the king, being gathered together, considered these men, that the fire had no power on their bodies, and that not a hair of their head had been singed, nor their garments altered, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. Then Nabuchodonosor, breaking forth, said, Blessed be the God of them, to wit, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that believed in him. And they changed the king's word and delivered up their bodies, that they might not serve nor adore any god except their own God. By me, therefore, this decree is made, that every people, tribe, and tongue, which shall speak blasphemy against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be destroyed, and their houses laid waste, for there is no other God that can save in this manner. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Nabuchodonosor, the king, to all peoples, nations, and tongues that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. The Most High God hath wrought signs and wonders toward me. It hath seemed good to me, therefore, to publish his signs, because they are great, and his wonders, because they are mighty, and his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his power to all generations. Chapter 4. Nabuchodonosor's dream, by which the judgments of God are denounced against him for his pride, is interpreted by Daniel and verified by the event. I, Nabuchodonosor, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream that affrighted me, and my thoughts in my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Then I set forth a decree that all the wise men of Babylon should be brought in before me, and that they should show me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the diviners, the wise men, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not show me the interpretation thereof, till their colleague Daniel came in before me, whose name is Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, who hath in him the spirit of the holy gods, and I told the dream before him. Belteshazzar, prince of the diviners, because I know that thou hast in thee the spirit of the holy gods, and that no secret is impossible to thee, tell me the visions of my dreams that I have seen, and the interpretation of them. This was the vision of my head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was exceeding great. The tree was great and strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven. The sight thereof was even to the ends of all the earth. Its leaves were most beautiful, and its fruit exceeding much, and in it was food for all. Under it dwelt cattle and beasts, and in the branches thereof the fowls of the air had their abode, and all flesh did eat of it. I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Cut down the tree and chop off the branches thereof, shake off its leaves and scatter its fruits. Let the beasts fly away that are under it, and the birds from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of its roots in the earth, and let it be tied with a band of iron and of brass among the grass that is without, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let its portion be with the wild beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given him, and let seven times pass over him. This is the decree by the sentence of the watchers, and the word and demand of the holy ones, till the living know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and he will give it to whomsoever it shall please him, and he will appoint the basest man over it. I, King Nabuchodonosor, saw this dream. Thou therefore, O Balthazar, tell me quickly the interpretation, for all the wise men of the kingdom are not able to declare the meaning of it to me. But thou art able, because the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Balthazar, began silently to think within himself for about 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. But the king answering said, Balthazar, let not the dream and the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Balthazar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thy enemies. The tree which thou sawest, which was high and strong, whose height reached to the skies, and the sight thereof into all the earth, and the branches thereof were most beautiful, and its fruit exceeding much, and in it was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and the birds of the air had their abode in its branches. It is thou, O king, who art grown great and become mighty, for thy greatness hath grown and hath reached to heaven, and thy power unto the ends of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher, and a holy one come down from heaven, and say, Cut down the tree, and destroy it, but leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, and let it be bound with iron and brass among the grass without, and let it be sprinkled with the dew of heaven, and let his feeding be with the wild beasts, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation of the sentence of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king. They shall cast thee out from among men, and thy dwelling shall be with cattle and with wild beasts. Thou shalt eat grass as an ox, and shalt be wet with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth over the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. But whereas he commanded that the stump of the roots thereof, that is, of the tree, should be left, thy kingdom shall remain to thee after thou shalt have known that power is from heaven. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to thee, and redeem thou thy sins with alms, and thy iniquities with works of mercy to the poor. Perhaps he will forgive thy offenses. All these things came upon King Nabuchodonosor. At the end of 12 months he was walking in the palace of Babylon. And the king answered and said, Is not this the great Babylon which I have built to be the seat of the kingdom by the strength of my power, and in the glory of my excellence? And while the word was yet in the king's mouth, a voice came down from heaven, To thee, O King Nabuchodonosor, it is said, Thy kingdom shall pass from thee, and they shall cast thee out from among men, and thy dwelling shall be with cattle and wild beasts. Thou shalt eat grass like an ox, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour the word was fulfilled upon Nabuchodonosor, and he was driven away from among men, and did eat grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs grew like the feathers of eagles, and his nails like birds' claws. Now at the end of the days, I, Nabuchodonosor, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my sense was restored to me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and glorified him that liveth forever. For his power is an everlasting power, and his kingdom is to all generations. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing before him. For he doth according to his will, as well with the powers of heaven as among the inhabitants of the earth, and there is none that can resist his hand and say to him, Why hast thou done it? At the same time, my sense returned to me, And I came to the honor and glory of my kingdom, and my shape returned to me, and my nobles and my magistrates sought for me. And I was restored to my kingdom, and greater majesty was added to me. Therefore I, Nabucodonosor, do now praise and magnify and glorify the King of heaven, because all his works are true, and his ways judgments, and them that walk in pride he is able to abase. End of side one. Please fast forward.